Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number two. And, I do hope that you will, encourage the young ladies that you know that might be experiencing a pregnancy that they're not sure what to do, to reach out to Compass Care at compasscare.info, compasscare.info, and they are getting ready to roll out the telemedicine package so that they can reach people all across the country, and I'm excited. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do something together to help advance and promote that. So if that's on your heart, if you would like to help us help them, reach out to me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I have a concept, an idea for how I can help using this program as a platform to get the message out to reach perhaps young ladies or those connected to young ladies that are experiencing a pregnancy and they don't know what to do and they're being forced and manipulated and told that the only option is an abortion. And now here's an organization that through telemedicine and so forth can connect them with a different option, which is life. If you're pro-life, I'm going to need some funding so that we can get our platform even bigger, but so we can message part of it as this message, because this is the beginning, life. If we don't message about life, if we don't save life at the beginning, at its conception, we're going to be in trouble. So I hope you will consider reaching out to me if that's something you're passionate about, at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All right. I'm trying to find, my guests, the writing stuff that I have for him, but for some reason I'm not finding it where I wanted to find it. And so, now I'm going to find it over here in a different place. And there it is. And now you're going to see his name underneath his lovely smiling, dressed up suit, sharp looking, awesome looking dude. This is Pastor David Lowry. I'm my brother from another mother. What's happening?
Oh boy. Thanks for having me on. Good morning, Vietnam.
Booyah, booyah.
Good morning, folks. Good morning, Chosen Generation Radio.com. I'm David Lowry Jr., Pastor Lowry, and I'm ready to get it on this morning. First, let me give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for making it possible to be here and making every listener that woke up this morning possible for them to be here to get it right another day. God bless you, Pastor Greg. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor David. It's a joy to be partnered with you, brother. It's a joy to be partnered with you. I want to get into a topic that is critically important, but it's a topic that, you know, this isn't the way we're supposed to talk about this, because, you know, right? Because we got the BLM message, you know, and we got the 1619 project. And we got, you know, we got the progressive left. We got, you know, you talk about, you know, your journey, you know, from NAACP and the National Action Network and the Al Sharpton and all of that, all telling us that, you know, America is bad. America is evil. It's all, you know, somebody else did something to somebody else and that's the end of that. And it's, you know.
Let me jump in there to help you out. Okay.
Come on. So
I want to send a shout out to my Bishop Gardner. He had a leg injury, but he's doing fine. He's coming back, but I want to say something about Bishop. Bishop has been a forefront here in the South Suburbs. Our church is Universal Baptist Church, and Bishop has been a force in our community because what he has done, there is no more excuses with my bishop. He don't want to hear excuses why you can't be somebody. And the things that we do in the community, the things that he's done in the community is help families, train young men, help them get job opportunities. He's helped families get back on track. And so that's what we need. And that's why I take the attitude that I have. Watch my bishop, you know, come out here, get into the community and help people and do the right thing. He's doing the thing that Jesus would do, and I just love him, and I want to continue to be under his leadership, because under his leadership, that's why things are about to change in Chicago, the way that they're changing, because of him and the way he has taught us and his soldiers to get out there and help the people in the country. Now, in saying that, let me say this to the American people. Every community has problems. Every community should be self-sufficient. But the only community that I don't know of that is self-sufficient is the black community. And the reason why it is not self-sufficient is because most of the time we look to leadership. We look to leadership to guide us and help us to create the family values and the things in the community. And I want to say here in Chicago, just for instance, we have a total black leadership. We have representatives, we have state senators, black mayor, all of these people in power. And yet Chicago is the killing, the murder capital of the world. In the black community, there lack opportunities, for the kids to do things. The politicians have not really went into the system and decided to get monies to bring it back to the black community so we can uplift it. And so when you have black leadership that is poor, that does not really care about the community, then you're going to see what you see in Chicago, especially if they're liberals. And so that's why Chicago is under siege, because none of the black politicians have went to Springfield or Washington, D.C. and brought back an economic plan that can be used and implemented in the black community to rebuild it. And I would say this, as a pastor, we cannot continue to blame everything that happens in the black community on the world. We have to take some responsibilities for ourselves, because it's just this simple. If black people invested into themselves, invested into their own community, invested into their schools, then it would be a different situation, because now the black community will be self-sufficient. It wouldn't need to be waiting on handouts like for welfare and all the other stuff that comes into the black community that never gets to the people, because it's cut off by the gatekeepers who call themselves politicians, who are liberals, who do not want to see the black community advance, because evil loves crime and crime pays, brother. And so that's why we see what we're seeing today, the shootings in the black community. You see there's no economic development. You see everybody, every other nationality in the black community taking the black dollars out and draining the black community and never putting nothing back in. And so that's what we as black folks need to do. We need to quit complaining. We need to take our money, reinvest it into our own communities, We need to create our own economic development. We waste money buying shoes and all the other stuff that don't mean nothing. We don't go to the schools and worry about our kids. But yet if a new pair of Jordans come out, it's a line wrapped around the corner to get a pair of gym shoes that people really can't afford. Mm-hmm. And so our priorities are not in the correct place. And that's why I love my bishop. We're trying to make a difference. We're educating folks. We're opening their minds and we're saying, we're going to quit complaining. But we also going to unite ourselves and start doing the things we need to do to fix the black community. And I feel that when other people see that and other nationalities see that, then they can be comforted to know that they can come in and help us because we'll become self-sufficient.
Well, to partner with that becomes the issue that then that integration all happens because everybody's on the same page. And unfortunately, as it sits right now, that's what you're talking about, is that everybody's not on the same page. There's people that are coming into the community that are not necessarily on the same page. Now, I'll say this, when you talk about, and we talked about this last night, when you talk about different people coming in and, buying up the 7-Elevens and what have you, that's happening all over the country, okay? We have, and we need to be very mindful, just as Americans in general, that the individuals that are coming into our community and buying up properties and doing things and developing things and so forth, have an American ideal as the basis for what they're doing, and that they're not some foreign, entity or foreign terrorist entity that's wants to take over and change our nation. And we need to live up to what our founding fathers intended. All men are created equal. Opportunities for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to live up to those things, and remember that America is and was the first nation to abolish the importation of slaves. We were the first country that said, we're not going to allow any more slaves in. And slavery continues today. Africa is the number one slave continent in the world today.
And let me say this, Pastor Greg. See, poor leadership leads to all sorts of things. And the reason why I'm saying that is because of this. The black politicians here in Chicago, the aldermen, the state reps, and the state senators, their concern is not about the black community. Because if it was, then you wouldn't see everybody else owning the properties and the stores and creating economic development in the black community, but never give back. Let me give you a perfect example here. In Chicago, before the Arab or third world country people started getting stores all over, their first thought was, I want to get rich. I'm coming to the black community. And so you got people who come to the black community that don't care about the community, but want to get rich off of it. So I'm going to give you a perfect example. In our community, instead of Arabs owning the gas stations and all the stores, the leadership should train black folks to understand how to be entrepreneurs and open those businesses. Black people should open those businesses, because when you get a third world country person or whoever comes into the black community, the dollar only stays in the black community for less than 1 minute.
Yeah. It goes into the store and then it goes out. You know, the other piece to that is you got black leadership that was encouraging, like during the summer of 2020. And we're going to go into a break here in just a second. But they were encouraging groups like BLM and Antifa to go into that same black community. There were black communities where there was a black-owned grocery store, and it was the only grocery store in that community, and BLM went in and burned the grocery store to the ground. And now there is no grocery store. And now there are no black-owned businesses. because the businesses that were black owned that were in that community were burned to the ground and destroyed, and BLM wants you to believe that they care about black lives. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. If you don't mind, David, I'm going to say what I was just saying to you. Because, and again, there's no question in my mind that
the black community has issues within the black community that only the black community can straighten out itself. Now, however, I think that I can play a role. I think that others can play a role in doing what? In coming alongside of young men and mentoring them and showing them. Because look, fathering is fathering. Being a husband is being a husband. Showing that marriage between a man and a woman is marriage between a man and a woman, and that if you're a man, you keep it in your pants until you give her the ring, okay? And until you're willing to make that commitment, okay? And if you're a woman, you keep them pulled up, okay? Until, you know what I'm saying? Until you find the right guy, okay? This idea, and whether it's in the, you know, in the black community or any other, it doesn't matter what community. It has to do with building the moral structure that's necessary. And as pastors, you and I are wanting to bring all of America, every community, back to the God standard.
And you're so right about that, because this country itself has sort of pushed God out of this country. Mm-hmm. It is no longer a place where God is first. And I would say this, the evil side has continued to use different situations to continue to push God out. But I want to finish off on the black community. See, I remember the Black Wall Street, because I'm up in age a little bit older than you. And I can remember when black folks in the black community owned the stores. They had their own economics. They built the community up. And I mean, they invested money back into the black community. But as time went on and things started to change, that's when we started seeing foreigners coming into the black community. And so when that happened, now you're talking about the black dollar not staying there. That's what I was talking about. There's no reinvestment. You know, there's no investment into the schools. There's no investment to the community. Job opportunities are lack. There's a lot of racism when you start talking about contracts for the city and the state. All of these things which could help the black community are not being instilled into the black community like others. And so my thought is this. I'm not a racist, but I do believe this. Black people, we need to start our own businesses. We need to recreate the Black Wall Street. We need to put our dollars together and rebuild our communities, rebuild our schools. We don't need the welfare, because as much as money as we spend on stupid stuff, we could take that money and reinvest it into ourselves. And so part of the problem is that, one, black people do not understand economics. They do not. And those who do, they go off and they do fine, like myself. But a lot of black folks have not been taught about economics. They do not understand how business operate. And that's the lack of knowledge. That's the lack of leadership. Cause I can remember my grandmother was an older woman in the 16th ward in Englewood. The first thing she did was start teaching black people to how to be owners of stores. She started classes about entrepreneur, economic development. And those are the things that's missing in the black community now. And that's why we see this void. You see destitute in the black community, because the black leadership will not stand on what they need to go to Washington, go to Springfield with an economic plan to rebuild the black community. And that's what this Governor Pritzker has not done. That's what Leviticus 2013, that calls itself the mayor of Chicago, has not done. It has not invested into the black community. The black leadership have not went to fight for economic development for the black community. And thus, you see what we have. We have everybody in the black community making money off of us, running our stores, running our gas stations, treating our children bad, treating our women bad, selling goods at a subpar standard to black folks. And until we get together and we take these people out the black community, and those black store owners need to take over the community, once we do that, we start reinvesting to our own community, then you'll see a big change in the black community, because now we can invest into our own schools. We can hire black teachers. We can teach the curriculum that we want to teach and not be led by the state. So as a pastor and as a black entrepreneur, if we take care of ourselves and worry about our children and clean our community out, you'll see a change like tomorrow. Because now black people become self-sufficient. We have our own stores, doctors, lawyers, rebuild our own communities, take care of our own kids, have our own schools.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filters through biblical glasses. So I just gave my great speech, And now David's going to respond to my great speech, only you're going to hear his response to my great speech on air, and I'm just going to have to sit here and be quiet, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, no, go ahead. This is the vision.
Uh-huh.
Black Wall Street was destroyed because black people were advancing across the country, and white America was not getting those dollars, and so they came up with a reason to destroy it.
Not all of white America. Let's be very clear.
What I'm saying is this. We have to understand this. White America had its part to play to destroy the Black Wall Street for economics. That's just the bottom line. Okay, that's true. Okay.
But I'm gonna contest what you're saying.
I know you are.
Because the suggestion is then that is saying that it was all of white America.
And it
wasn't. It was a small group of Southern Democrats who went into the community where the Black Wall Street was and burned it to the ground.
Dropped a bomb on it. But see, that's the thing.
But it wasn't, but we gotta be careful because then we slide into this very same place that the Sharptons and the Jacksons and the progressive left and the attorney for Trayvon Martin and all these guys and the BLMs and so on, which is let's label white America as bad and white America hates black America. And that's not true. And that was not even true during the Civil War because half the country, I mean, even in the founders, they voted to make sure that Kansas didn't, that no more states were brought in under slavery. That was what triggered the Civil War.
Now you just said something. It was a small group of whites who did the burning down, right?
Agreed.
And as Americans, other whites should have came in and helped the black community, because if we all Americans and we see a small group of whites burning down black businesses, whites and blacks should get together and stop that small group because we are Americans. But see, that did not happen. And so the black economic was dashed and crashed to the floor across the country. And so this is what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to separate black people and white people because that's not where we're at today. We in a whole totally different situation right now. And we can't go back and bring back what happened then. But moving forward, what I'm saying is this. In order for the black community to rise out the ashes, we have to be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have to own our own stores, just like in a white America, they own their own stores. Just like in the Hispanic community, they own their own stores. But only in the black community, black people don't own nothing. And so we are a meal ticket for others who come to us and they sell goods in the black community. But my thought is this. America is a great country. And I'm saying that because there was no other place that I could grow up on a plantation and pick cotton until I was 8 and then come to Chicago and become a successful entrepreneur because of my upbringing. And that's what's killing the black community. We don't have the knowledge. We're not taught. A lot of us, and I'm not talking about the black educated people who got business and all like that. I'm talking about the grassroots black people. The people that do not have the money, that do not have the opportunities that are being shown to them. Those are the people I'm talking about. Until America really understands that if we don't rally around the black community and help rebuild it as a team and as Americans, you're going to continue to see what you're seeing now. And that's why the black community has been a feeding ground for murder, killings, and all of that. The lack of knowledge, bad schools and all of that. You go in the black community, you see more white teachers in the classroom than you see black teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying.
Well, and unfortunately, right. And unfortunately in some instances, and I don't know all of the white teachers that are teaching in black communities, but unfortunately in many of those instances, they are teaching this idea that white America has an issue and hates, and that white people are born with a innate dislike for black people, and that black people are born with an innate oppression and are the oppressed and are the victimized, and they are perpetuating that, and that's what critical race theory is about. That's what the 1619 Project is about changing the historical truths of America. And that's the only reason why I'm saying, even when it comes to the Black Wall Street, which happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and which was fueled by the Ku Klux Klan, and I fully understand what you're saying about white Americans assisting Black Americans in that. And you had white Americans. That was what spurred the civil, you know, the whole civil rights movement, was white Americans that came down into the South to help Black exactly. Americans. I mean, it was white Americans that were the ones, and it was white Americans that died on the field in Gettysburg. It was white Americans that sacrificed in order to bring about the proclamation signed by Abraham Lincoln. So the truth is all I'm suggesting with that. But I agree with you also that we've got to look forward. And what I was saying to you in the break is that we need to help the Black Americans that are in the ghetto situation to have a mindset change, because essentially, and my good friend who's now passed, Bishop George Dallas McKinney of Kajik, Church of God in Christ, wrote about this, the new slave master. And the new slave master is the welfare system. Now, the welfare system is a slave master, not just to the Black community, but to all communities. Because I told the story the last week when you and I were on together about my wife and I reaching out for some assistance and our church being, telling us that we should do that, and her being told, no, divorce your husband and we will take good care of you and your two small children, but you have to throw the husband out of the home. So the system is set up. But there's no question. There is no question. And I am not denying in any way, shape, or form that there was a specific impetus on going after the Black community in particular. And you can go back to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and all of that and their efforts to sterilize the Darwinian. This is why evolution is so wicked, because even in Darwin and in evolution, okay, they tried to separate us. They tried to claim that Black people were, you know, inferior and all this other kind of nonsense. And they tried to justify it by rewriting scripture. It's despicable.
Let me hear what you write quick, okay? So I'm out the past. I'm coming right to the future now.
Yes, sir.
This future, it will bring Black America out the ashes. And I'm going to say it unequivocally again. Black people, we need to get everybody out of our community. We don't need to go down to the store in the air and be the owner. We don't need to be waiting for handouts when we can put our monies together. Because Black people spend more money on everything else except themselves. Everybody get rich off of us, and we have nothing to show for it. So my idea is this. As an entrepreneur, and I grew up in the Black community when it was poor as hell, my thought is this. If Black people start to think economically, if we clean our communities up, and like I said, we got to get everybody out and rebuild the Black community ourselves and reinvest into ourselves. If we do those things, then as entrepreneurs, you know, I watch other races get together and they do this just like white America. They get together, they own stores, they put stuff together, they put money together, they go abroad and they buy stuff, they bring it back in for their business.
And you'll give opportunity for everyone else to prosper around you as well, red, brown, yellow, black, and white.
Black business owners don't just employ black people. Black business owners, black construction owners employ a variety of people, and they create, because all of us, we don't live in isolation, but right now, and that's the problem. What we've got to break is the mentality of isolation within the black community, within all of the poor communities, no matter what pocket of poor community it is,
right now. Let me give you a perfect example, okay?
Yep, we got 1 minute before we go into this break, and then we'll come out of it.
I'm gonna set this up for the people.
Go.
So, in the black community, we raised our kids, and we wanted them to go to college. Go to college, get out the ghetto, and get out of here and save yourself. That was the biggest mistake that black America made, because when we told our children to go to college, they went to college. They did not want to be black anymore. White society and college taught them to be Greeks, taught them to hate their own kind. Don't go back home and don't create no business, but you stay out here with white folks, invest into us. And that is the promise. That's the promise that has destroyed the black community, because our black children who were smart, I'm talking about the talent, the 10, the Carter G. Woodson talked about. If they came back home, used their talents and skills, we could rebuild the black community just like black athletes. Don't reinvest
right
in black.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, my very special guest and co-host, Pastor David Lowry. And we will be, by the way, we're going to be bringing on some other guests to join us in this segment as the weeks progress. And I hope, you know, I really hope that you're enjoying our conversation, because these are conversations that are generally not held out in, I don't know, out in public or whatever. And they need to be, they should be. You know, Pastor David and I both, I firmly believe, have the same heart. And that is to see our communities come to Christ, see our communities change, see opportunities for, you know, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people. And that the color of our skin, his and mine and whoever's, that doesn't, we should not be looking at that. We should be looking at the fact that we are created in the image of God and treating each other accordingly and rooting for each other's success. Now, I know you want to talk about, and I want to give you the platform to do it, and that is professional athletes. And I've talked about that on this program as well. I've called out LeBron James for you know, the nonsense that they pull. I've called out several of these athletes, and I've looked at the amount of money, the billions of dollars that they get in a year, in 1 year. The NFL has $7 billion, and they could literally change the black community overnight in less than a year.
Let me say this. I want to finish off about our best, brightest, intelligent college kids who went off and got an education. That education that you got was on the back of those who picked cotton, chopped cotton, who died in the struggle for our kids to go to college and make something out of themselves. So when you went off to college and you prayed to these fraternities and the sororities, you forgot that you were black. All that education that you had, you should be bringing that education back to the black community and uplifting it. But because of the mindset to be off the plantation, to say, well, I got to get out of the ghetto and I got to get out and never come back. That was a big mistake, because just like the black athletes in the old day, Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, all these black athletes came back and tried to help the black community, which they did. Black families in the 60s and the 70s was on the top.
Magic Johnson has done a lot. Kevin Johnson has done, you know.
Yeah, but it's not enough. It's not enough to open up Starbucks so black people can spend their money there. It's just not enough. If you would think that all the millions and trillion dollars.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'm not saying that enough has been done. I'm just saying that there are some in it today that have done some things. LeBron has done some things, but the guy is a billionaire, and he could get, I mean, it would be easy for LeBron James to gather together 6, 7, 8 guys and come into a community and radically change it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
my point. And I agree with you. I'm on the page. I didn't want folks to get the impression that I was arguing against what you're saying or suggesting that enough has been done, because I'm on the same page as you. I agree. It hasn't.
Now, we already know the situation in the black community, but here's a solution. This is a solution. Black athletes across this country spend millions of dollars showing off, buying cars, paying $1 million for a watch, all of those things, but yet they never get together. And look at the killings and the shootings, and look at the black community. You would think that black athletes who make all this money off of black people buying their gear, that they would come back, even the college educated blacks, that they would come back home, use their talents, use the money to help rebuild the black community. White athletes do it all the time. Hispanic athletes do it. It's only that black athletes who are taught psychologically never to come back to the black community, don't reinvest. And when you do invest into the black community, invest, make something that you can make money off of. If black athletes were serious and they love the black community, like they said, each one of them would get together and take $1 million, just $1 million. And get together and each black community across this country go in and start to create economic development in the black community, because we can't ask everybody else. Black athletes and got rich just like preachers and got rich off the black community. If these people really love the black community, they would take the money. They would come in. First, they would get everybody out of the stores, open up stores, build homes, build factories, create jobs, and create all sorts of entrepreneurship opportunities. If black athletes took some money and reinvest, it's not going to hurt you. I seen Floyd Mayweather pay $1 million, $1.3 million for a watch to go on his wrist. But yet he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and there's no economic development in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Got selling gym shoes for $3,000. Black kids running out there buying them, but Michael Jordan has not opened up anything. He put money into prisons, which was a private entity, but he hasn't opened up anything. None of the black athletes who hear this, if you hear this and you out there living off your money, I can guarantee you this, when your money gone, you're going to be treated just like the N-word, just like everybody else. So why not take some time and reinvest into your own community? Let us get together, invest into the schools, invest into the business. If they do that, the black community will rise, black athletes, black pastors. If we invest into our own community and quit complaining about racism, then once we do that, then we don't have to worry about racism because we'll be self-sufficient. Pastor.
The other piece to that is to call out and get rid of the criminal element that's what they want to do.
Crime pays.
Well, but what I'm saying is that if you're going to invest into legitimate businesses and you're going to rebuild the community, then you're going to have to get rid of the pimps. You're going to have to get rid of the drug dealers. You're going to have to get these young people cleaned up and get them off the drugs, get the women off the drugs, and change the climate. And that needs to happen. And the black community also needs to get together. And these athletes could provide the security necessary for the 90% of the black community that are good, God-fearing, hard-working folk to be able to come out and come forward and say, this house, go into this house and take these guys out. Go into this area and take these guys out and start cleaning up in that way as well, so that way the good people can take their communities back.
Now I'm glad, you know what, I love you, Pastor. I love you for the simple reason that you said something that was just so powerful. You know, if we can get the people off the drugs and we can get the gangbangers from selling the drugs, right? But you know how that happened? See, black people don't own planes. They don't own boats. They don't own none of the stuff that drugs are transported into the United States. So let's take it to the next level. If we as Americans stop the drug dealers who bring it in on the ship. Those are the real drug dealers. The drug dealers who fly the dope into planes and then get into the country and then distribute it in the cities. See, the real drug dealers, if that stopped, then the black community could clean itself up. If we stop people from bringing the drugs into the community and guns and all of that, all of these things are being put into the black community.
It's all related because you have to get the consumer to stop buying, and then you're going to get the seller who will no longer have buyers, and that's a part of it. But that's a whole nother conversation, because when you look at the southern border, a lot of the drugs that come into the United States are coming across our open southern border, and the cartels are the ones that are running that. And the cartels just sent a message to the president of Mexico just in the last 24 to 48 hours. I got to jump to my next guest. David, we're going to continue these conversations because they're so critically important. We'll be back. Ward Connerly is coming on with me next. We'll be back with Ward right after this brief break.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.